With some empowering words, right? As this is the Empower Hour. So, what kind of empowering words would you like to leave with our listeners today?
When I was younger, I was doing a lot of martial arts. And one of the books I've read was from Bruce Lee. And there was one sentence in that book that marked me that was like, be like water. You have to adapt, you have to mold into the situation you're in. But at the same time, don't forget that water is strong, water can erode things. You always think about water flowing between the land, but it's actually that water carved its way through the land and created its own path. So you see, as the earth that guides the water, no, the water goes wherever it wants to go and will dig its way through. And at the same time, it will just adapt to everything. So be like water.
I love that, my brother Eric. Thank you again for being a guest with us. Thank you for what you've done and what you and your brother Ofori are have created. And again, I'm encouraging this vision. I'm encouraging our community come out, check you guys out, find you guys online. Yeah, go ahead.
I just remembered, this is the Empower Hour. So if you come to the store and you mention Empower Hour, we'll give you a little something.
Yes, good guys. You have heard it here. Come go to the store, mention the plug, mention the Empower Hour, and we got you. You'll come, you'll definitely leave there with a smile, right? We got you. Again, check it out. And the spelling of the supermarket, I want to make sure everybody gets it correct. So Idia spelled IDIA.
Yes.
Super simple.
Very simple.
IDIA, guys. Check out Supermarket IDIA on everything, Instagram, Facebook, all social medias. Google them, find them. Tell a friend, share, post. You guys know what you got to do. Again, thank you for supporting. Thank you for being a part. And thank you for listening to Parlay with the People. Peace, everybody.
What is doing, Power Hour listeners? It is your homegirl, Tammy. You already know I'm not a pastor, but y'all gonna get the word today, okay? Now, first and foremost, I hope y'all are doing good. You know, love and light and positivity to everyone. Listen, I thought that we were kind of out of the woods with the cold and the snow. But Mother Nature said, girl, you gonna get this wake-up call today. You live in Quebec, and it snows most of the year, okay? You gonna get this snow, girl. So that's what Mother Nature done told me and done told all of y'all. So I hope y'all are doing good, even though it has been snowing ridiculously lately. I can't. I'm like, I'm so over it. I want summer. Now let's get right into it, okay? So the first thing I want to talk about is Cheryl Lee Ralph, okay? She was given big energy, okay? Big energy and big facts at the Golden Globes. While she was on the red carpet, she was asked a question. What would you say to your 15-year-old self? And listen, okay? She came through with big energy. Her answer was amazing, and it's crazy to me because she is getting a lot of flack for her answer. Her answer was, you know what? There's nothing wrong with your nose. There's nothing wrong with your skin tone. There's nothing wrong with how your hair grows from your head. There's nothing wrong with your lips because there will be people called Kardashians that will come and pay $10,000 for them. That was her answer, which to me, that's big energy and that's big facts, right? We are taught as melanated people, as black people, to hate our lips, to hate our nose, to hate our hair, to hate our bodies, our measurements, our features. And then people like the Kardashians, right, who are not born with all of this greatness, are gonna go to the doctor and they're gonna go and pay and get their butt done. They're gonna go pay and get that hip to that waist to hip ratio, okay? That Coca-Cola bottle shape, right? They're gonna go and get their butt done, their lips done, and all of the above, right? But we are taught to hate that about ourselves. I felt that her energy was amazing, and I think that It gave a lot of good energy to the young women and the young teenagers, right, that are now questioning themselves and taught to hate themselves. But she's getting flack because she mentioned the Kardashians. She's getting flack because she spoke the truth, right? And that's why I always tell people, speak your truth, walk in your truth, and be unapologetic about it, right? She did not say anything wrong. You know what? She said Kardashians. Maybe, you know, she could have just said white people. Put it as a, generalize it even more, right? That's what she meant, but it came out as Kardashians. But what she was trying to say was white people gonna teach you to hate yourself, but then go on to the doctors and pay for what you got, okay? That's what she was saying. And she's getting flack for it. And I think that, you know what, we all need to stand behind her and those that speak the truth like her, because at the end of the day, it's true. It's true. And the truth merits to be spoken of and to be told, right? Now, speaking of the truth, oh, y'all gonna get this information today. And actually, y'all gonna get this perspective today, okay? Now, I'm sure that you guys have been, you know, watching sports, football, etc., basketball, and you guys have been seeing how a lot of athletes have been collapsing lately. I mean, we've seen Damar Hamlin collapse on the football field, right? Thank God he is okay, right? But he did suffer, you know, some type of cardiac arrest and whatnot. And he had to be brought back to life. So he died on the field and had to be brought back to life. Now, this is a young athlete, right? In great health. You know, we got a question. What's going on? Why are all the athletes collapsing suddenly, right? Which brings me to Jessica Robb. Now, some of you guys might not know Jessica Robb, right? She is a news reporter, journalist for CTV Edmonton, okay? Now, I'm sure you've seen this video. It was shared thousands and thousands and thousands of times online. While she was on air, live on air on top of that, she had a moment of absence, okay, where she couldn't find her words. She was kind of stumbling. Come to find out, she collapsed afterwards, right? Now, you already know, because everybody is collapsing suddenly, right? A lot of people are saying, what's going on? Because this wasn't happening 5 years ago. It was not so common to see people collapsing left, right, and center. It was not so common seeing people with so many heart problems, young people at that, right? Now, you already know people are out here saying that it is related to the COVID vaccines, right? Now, because this was shared so many times, right? CTV News felt the need to share a message that supposedly is from Jessica Robb herself, right? The news reporter who collapsed while live on air. Now, I'm going to read it out to you guys, and then we're just going to talk about it real quick, okay? So, the message says, a message from Jessica Robb. This was shared on their, you know, social media platforms like Facebook. On Sunday night, a very personal and vulnerable moment unfolded as I reported live on air. Since then, it has been shared thousands of times, along with baseless theories about the cause. To everyone who has reached out with supportive messages of well wishes and concern, thank you. It's been overwhelming, and while I can't get to all the messages, please know I've seen them and appreciate every single one. I have also received an overwhelming amount of harassment and hatred tied to false theories about the reason for the incident. Now, this is where it gets good, y'all. Okay, listen up. While I will not share private medical information publicly, I'm gonna read that again, y'all. While I will not share private medical information publicly, I can say that there is no cause for concern and that my understanding of my own medical background provides a reasonable explanation for what happened. I can, however, confirm that the situation was in no way related to the COVID-19 vaccine. Problematic for me. This is where I can't. I can't. I have a problem with it. And you know what? I'm going to talk about it real quick, okay? Now, for someone to say that they can confirm that the situation is in no way related to the COVID-19 vaccine, that's a problem to me. That is vaccine propaganda, okay? This is what we have been seeing in all the medias, and I am not here for it. And you know what? At the end of the day, when you see people collapsing left, right, and center, when you see people with heart problems, diabetes, you see people with cognitive difficulties, you see people that have myocarditis, pericarditis, are on medication. These are young, healthy people. And we are going to continue to allow mainstream media, we are going to continue to allow the government to share this type of vaccine propaganda. This is a cookie cutter. Okay, this is a copy-pasted type of response, aka damage control, okay? Now, where I want to draw your attention to is to that line. While I will not share private medical information publicly, lies, lies. And you know why lies? Because she was up on Facebook, she was up on Twitter, she was up on Instagram sharing private medical information publicly, right? When she kept on saying, I got my first vax. I got my second vax. Oh, I got my third vax. Oh, so you could share private medical information publicly when it was about that, right? When it was for a certain narrative. But now that that narrative got you all the way messed up, right? Your health, you out here collapsing. Now you don't want to share private medical information publicly. And you see, this is why we need to question the narrative. This is why we have to question everything. If you are not questioning things, if you are not thinking objectively, if you are not taking the time to sit down and actually analyze what is going on right there next to you in your own environment, that's how you gonna get messed up. That's how you gonna get got slipping, right? So for me, that's problematic. I don't like it. I'm not here for it. And you know what? I say shame on CTV News. For me, that's a big problem because they are out here using people that are going through medical situations. They are out here putting people in danger by advancing a narrative for profit. Because one thing that's for sure, y'all, two things that's for certain, is that being sick is a business, okay? Pharmaceutical companies are the most profitable companies, organizations in the world, okay? People gonna do whatever needs to be done in order to stay on top of that bag, even if that means keeping the population sick, right? You have to question why when you go to the doctors, y'all, and you say, I'm not feeling good. You know, I don't know. I'm always getting headaches and da, da, da. What they gonna do? What are most doctors? I'm not gonna say all doctors, but what are most doctors gonna do? Prescribe you medication, right? They're gonna tell you, oh, take some Tylenol Advil. Oh, I've been doing that. It's not working. Okay, well, then here's some stronger. Here's some stronger ones, right? That's what they gonna do. Why are the doctors not asking, hey, What are your eating habits? What are your sleeping habits, right? How much water do you drink per day? How much physical activity do you get? Hey, are you stressed out right now? Right? We are not looking, and I say we as in the general public, but we are not looking for real answers. We are looking for band-aids, right? So what do? They give us band-aids, right? They're going to give medication for that instead of saying, hey, let's take a look at what you're doing in your life that might be contributing to the fact that you are always having these massive migraines, right? I'm going to tell y'all, I used to have massive migraines. And I'm using this as an example because this is an exact situation that happened to me. I went to the doctor. I said, I don't understand what's going on. I'm having these crazy migraines. You know, I was freaking out. I'm not even going to lie. I was freaking out. I was like, this is not making sense, right? The man did not even ask me what my habits were. He just went on straight to give me medication. And I said, this don't make any sense. So I started doing my own research. I changed my eating habits. I make sure I drink 2.5 liters of water a day. I'm drinking alkaline water, right? I'm drinking lime water. You know, I am making sure that I am taking care of my mind, body, and soul. And I can tell you right now, my migraines are not current like they used to be, I get them every now and then still, right? I think that's a normal thing. But when you're getting them every day, that's a problem. So y'all, listen, that is my time, okay? But I just want to encourage y'all to think, and think some more, right? It's cool to, you know, listen, we are all living life, right? And we have to enjoy life, you know what I'm saying? I'm not telling y'all to live on the edge. I'm not telling y'all to always be, you know, in a mind state of concern or questioning. But I am telling y'all to always be in a mind state of concern and questioning. Because if you are not questioning things and you are just, you know, galloping around, do-do-do-do-do, that's how you gonna get caught slipping. Okay? I love y'all. Love and light. Peace.
You know what time it is. This is Kaya's Jambalaya. You know I'm always cooking up something hot. Come on in. Let me feed you, baby.
This is Kaya's Jambalaya, and I am bringing it to you hot. So, you know, sometimes I like to bring you guys, you know, something a little different and, you know, post some questions and stuff like that, just because I just feel like, you know, sometimes that's what we need. So I'll be doing a little bit of that during this segment, but I got some updates for you guys about a couple different things. So we had been speaking about, and you know, I'm opening with this, so don't even start with your, cause y'all know what time it is. It is the Tory show for the next 3 minutes. So the media is going wild right now because Tory Lane's mugshot looks like his high school picture.
Oh no.
He is smiling and the people are upset. They are upset with Tory. They don't want Tory to be smiling in his mugshot. Listen, the man is being cut a raw deal right now. And he's going through a lot. If he chooses to smile through his transgressions, who are we to judge? Like, we got to cut this out as a people. But I'm going to tell you, I went and looked at the picture and I roared. He is too funny. I don't listen. We know I have my opinion about this Tory Lanez thing. I feel how I feel. I do not feel like he shot that lady, but I do feel like he is a man and tried to do what he had to do in order to try and make the situation right. And I feel like for everybody to do what they're supposed to do, or at least have proper legal representation to defend themselves when it comes time, because the media, he knew the media was going to drag them through this. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't think that $1 million is enough bribe money. And that's why I really feel like it was just enough to pay the lawyers. So I don't know. I don't feel like that means that he's guilty. And that's really how I feel. Mm-hmm. They said they made Michael Jackson pay, but he wasn't guilty. So I just feel like it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. In the infamous words of Lil Baby, of the baby. It is what it is. So in other entertainment news, you know, you always have to be a little bit careful about how you're doing things. You really do. Because it could truly come back to bite you in the behind. But Kim Kardashian's former PR strategist reveals that the infamous flower bomb incident back in the days was actually a publicity stunt, that it was not real.
Oh, wow.
I am tripping right now. So I don't know if y'all remember the incident, but this was in 2012. And in this moment, Kim was on a red carpet and she was actually doused with a bag of flour. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm gonna tell you, and you guys are gonna say, oh no, but when I saw it, I knew that it was fake because they made sure not to hit her in the face with it. They knew not to hit her in the face with the flour. They just threw it on the back of her hair and on her jacket and stuff, and they were like calling themselves whisking her away. But nobody ain't trying to grab these people. Nobody ain't trying to chase after them. They hit her with the flour and walked away.
Hmm.
And you know what? That's not true. They didn't walk. They sauntered.
Sunter.
They did like three skips and they were out the door, and she went out in the same direction as them. Does that sound right?
But I don't understand why. What's the advantage of getting a flower bombed? Just publicity? Just people talk about it?
It's to make people be more empathetic over you. So she already had a bad rap, and you know, her name has been in several circles for not so reputable things. I actually just watched a clip the other day of an interview. I think it might have been Ayanla. No, it was Barbara Walters. And Barbara Walters says to them, well, you guys are, you know, famous for what? Because none of you have any or do anything. None of you sing. None of you act. You're basically famous for what? And so this brings me to it where I feel like that she's only been known for this SEX tape. And they had a pretty just negative outlook about the family and who they are. And I think they wanted to make the people's heart go out to her a little bit. So, you know, Kim was attacked, but Kim was also attacked in Paris and robbed in Paris. And then they said that was a stunt too. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the Kardashians. You're on mute, King.
Yeah, because the one in Paris, like that one, well, it that was a stunt. They did that one real well because it's like, because the way Kanye was talking about it, the way even, because I think after the fact, there was even something on Netflix with the guys who actually did the robbery. So it was like, I don't know. I feel that one. That one was the real. Like, I don't know. That the flower thing, I feel that
really I heard it was a stunt. I did hear that it was, yeah, I heard it was a stunt, actually. I'm going to pull it back up, but I think something happened, and it was Lamar Odom, I think, that said it. He was like, nah, that was a stunt. But yeah. Lord, Kardashians, y'all just got to find another way, you know? We all.
No, but I find it's good that people are starting to call these things out, because it's like there's like I think there should be some level of talent or entertainment that you provide to the world. I think just being famous for just having numbers sake is kind of whack. But that's I'm looking to go back to the real. Like, I'm trying to get people to see the value in the real again. I'm trying to encourage people to start meeting each other in person and having phone conversations again. Like, I'm trying to while the world is going super fast and moving forward, I'm trying to, you know, move forward into technology and creating more space for people. I'm trying to get people back together and going back to the real. You know, and that also includes real talent, real entertainment. So
yes. And you know, it forces us to keep it 100, when that's what needs to be happening out here, you know. And if you do a publicity stunt, let it be something that's, you know, that really uplifts you. Why does everybody gotta be sad for you in the moment someone threw a bag of flour on you?
Drama sells, yo. Drama sells more than anything.
Mm-hmm. I just caught your yard, P. Lord.
The contagious, you know?
And you know, we're not in the same room right now, y'all. We're actually on a video call. So I can't believe I just caught that yawn. That was crazy.
Gotta love it.
Yes.
This is power of live podcasting and radio, guys. You guys get it. Well, live, whatever. You guys already know. We keep it 100 with you guys. We keep it 100.
At all times. So one of my favorite rappers who I've loved forever, and I hope that one day soon that he hears this, because I heard that he recently got a divorce from his TV wife, Bambi. But Lil Scrappy is single night right now. Y'all don't get no ideas, because this one is mine. I done already picked him for myself. Lil Scrappy is single, y'all.
Wait, wasn't Lil Scrappy on one of those shows, one of those reality shows, trying to work on his relationship? Didn't work out?
Oh, no, I don't know. They think they worked on it, but you know, Bambi is a tough character. She just never looks happy. This is a woman that just always has her face in a kerfuffle. It's like, my gosh, homegirl. I often think that she just doesn't oil her face at night.
Oh, gosh, Gaia.
I just don't think that she's doing the black lady routine. I just feel like she's going to end up looking old soon because her face is always wrinkled. Like, you got to get this together, sister. Like, she just never is happy. And I'm sure she's probably one of the hardest women to please ever. When I watch her on the show, unless they just always shed the bad light on her, she's a whole mess. But I would have broke up with her a long time ago if it was up to me, because I love Scrappy, but not because I love him, but because she is just so mean and he's just trying to be happy. So, ciao.
Well, RIP to that relationship.
I think she's still going to be in a relationship with Mama D, though, because Mama D is a pimp and she ain't letting none of her hoes go. So I feel like she got three babies right now for Scrappy, and Mama D is heavily invested. I was just watching a couple episodes actually with them while they were still together. And although I do believe in the institution of marriage, I do believe that if it's fruitless, then it's time to leave. No pun intended. You see what I did with that there? Yeah.
Yeah, fruitless. Got it.
Jokes. I feel like they're great right now. So Mariah Carey is reportedly fighting for primary custody of the twins with Nick Cannon and claims that Nick barely sees them because of his busy schedule. And, you know, in the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of talk. Now that people have been fussing about how many kids Nick has, they were talking about him not being able to spread himself far enough for his children. And my experience with this is just like, you know what? You can't always listen to what the media is saying. But you can definitely tell that there's some women with some hurt feelings out there after his recent Christmas photos with all of his children, minus a few.
Ooh. And
the baby mama's kind of made posts like, hey, we ain't mad. You know, like, he's barely over here anyways. I believe that Nick Cannon has the ability to do more, but to whom much is given, much is required. So the man is going to have to go to work. You know, he has to take care of the business. And yeah, he's getting a lot of kids, but half of those kids are very, very tiny right now. And I'm sure he sees them enough for them to know that that's their daddy. And he'll be able to put some real time in them, especially into them once they get a little bit bigger. But right now, he has to set the foundation for them, unless they don't mind being poor children when they get older.
Ah, you know, stop it. But
it's true.
Okay, wait. Who's baby mom number one? Is it Mariah?
Mariah. If I'm not mistaken, I think she's number one.
Okay, so all right. So then that explains a lot. All right.
Yeah, she's mother to Moroccan and Monroe.
Moroccan and Monroe. Dope names, I gotta say.
Yeah, Moroccan and Monroe, and they call them Rock and Roll.
Rock and Roll. That is hilarious. And okay, so wait, he's at how many children now? I'm trying to Google this right now.
Yes, like 12, I think. Somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah, all right.
Somewhere Nick around 12.
Cannon children. All right, go ahead. Let's
They actually did a breakdown online and kind of did like a family tree breakdown. Hilarious. Oh,
yeah, I think I just seen that.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, we got share. We'll be sharing these on our page for you guys.
Okay. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Cheryl Lee Ralph. Cheryl Lee Ralph is really the real deal Holyfield, and I'm gonna tell you why. When being interviewed, she does not hesitate to talk her truth. And during a Golden Globe red carpet stop through, they asked her, what would she tell her 15-year-old self after knowing what she knows now? And she says, there's nothing wrong with your nose. There's nothing wrong with your skin. There's nothing with the way that your hair grows out of your head. And there's definitely nothing wrong with your lips. Mm-hmm. And because there's someone called the Kardashians that will pay tens of thousands of dollars for your lips, I just want you to know that you need to hang in there. You're good.
Wow. Talk about it. Mm-mm-mm.
When I listened to her say the words, I knew that she felt like it was very important to say that so that these young girls can get it together. But have you seen some of these pictures with these ladies with these BBLs on these chicken legs? Oh,
you mean the fake buttocks that they're putting in and standing on twigs?
Well, in Barbados, they call them mock boxy.
What do they call them?
I prefer to call it mock boxy because the boxy is mock.
Okay.
Fake.
Fake. Right.
Don't care. Let me say why all these women out here got all this mock boxy. This thing here that's like real crazy is denting in one spot. This one is big and high. This one is low. The legs on it look like you detect something and sticking it up in some sticks and some Play-Doh. It's
bad, man.
It's very bad.
Some bad jobs out there. Shucks.
Oh, no. And I want to encourage those who share the show with your young children. Just be mindful of what we're showing them so that they don't have these false images in their head about, you know, who they're supposed to be because, you know, your children are watching. I had a friend of mine say to me, you know, her children came to ask her, why does she always wear wigs? Does she not have hair?
Mm-hmm.
And she does have hair, but the children are concerned. And so she ended up taking off her wigs to show the children and wear her natural hair to show the children that she had hair. But she was concerned that her eldest child was thinking that she doesn't love herself. And that's hiding her hair. And her child came and told her that she was good enough.
Wow. Yeah, this is a new generation, eh? Like, this is a generation. They're thinkers, they're feelers, they're guides. That's really deep, though. For your child to come and tell you that, though,
is that scary?
Yeah, that's deep.
She said it, and I was weak. I literally had goosebumps, and I was sick to my stomach. I'm like, oh no! And I said to her, I said, you know, if you don't get this together, eventually, once he gets older, you may see that he might not date in his race because of this, because you are not showing him that and showing them that you love yourself. So we have to be mindful of what we're doing to ourselves and why our children would think these different things about us. So Cheryl Lee Ralph, shout out to that sister for keeping it all the way real and sparking this thought process, because we truly do have to get a new order with our self-love. You're supposed to be loving on you and everybody's supposed to know it. It should never be confused whether or not you got it in for you or not. Okay. So let's keep that in mind when functioning on a daily basis, guys. You the shit, girl. You the
talk
shit.
About it.
Y'all better act like y'all know. But in that, I've also seen something recently that tripped me out. But I seen a young man who actually went to Turkey for a beard transplant. So men are doing these things too, and it's a thing. So
did you say a beard transplant? Like your chin?
Yeah, you know, some guys' beard doesn't grow in. So he actually got his goatee done. It is lopsided. I don't know why they didn't measure it properly, but they did him up. And after, I guess, poking him with all of the hair follicles and putting them into his chin and stimulating him, his chin has kind of swole up like quagmire, but they assure him that it'll go down.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. When the swelling goes down, that he's going to be fine. Right. So we had spoken about a month ago where, you know, we're talking about the BBLs, but guys are now getting BDLs.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn, so
apparently you got all the sauce. Jeez.
Yeah. So apparently guys are actually having a little liposuction done and they're getting it injected in their male genitalia.
Okay. And so
is the new BBL for men. So it's a BDL, and they are actually apparently winning right now. This is changing the life of a lot of men. So women, be looking for a lot of secure guys out there.
Yeah, guys with their head held high.
Oh, absolutely. Guys that you just believe ain't got no reason to be, you don't know what he did over the week.
So, okay. All right. So when you run into brothers whose confidence is on a million, you understand why.
Check yourself before y'all wreck him. We don't know what he did over the weekend.
Right.
But I want to talk about recently, Hip Hop Video World did a little, I guess, a survey on Billboard and Vibe, right? And they are ranking the top 50 rappers of all time.
Okay.
Now, I don't have the entire list, but I'm just flabbergasted that they put Rick Ross at number 50 and Reverend Run at number 49. Can somebody explain?
Reverend Run, he's of all time rappers?
Man, listen, I just want to lay down on the floor. I just, my stress level.
I don't think we could put much weight into this. Weren't we talking last week or week before about how the, was that other top whatever, didn't mention Celine Dion as one of the top, like, I can't remember, what, was it Rolling Stone or something crazy? Like, they, like the top, I don't know, like, I think it was 100 vocalists or 500 vocalists or some crazy number. And Celine Dion didn't even make the list. Like, it was like, oh, disrespect. I don't know. I don't put much weight into these things anymore. I'll never have.
Oh, no. First of all, I just want to know who does this? Who did this? We need to go to the higher ups about this because how dare y'all? I had told y'all because, you know, I don't want to say I'm obsessed, but I am intrigued with Lori Harvey's story. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like I know what I'm looking at, but then at other times, I'm just not sure. Now, maybe this was an awkward picture that they caught of her and her new beau, Damson Idris. Mm-hmm. But I think the relationship is fake.
Okay, I'm listening.
I think the relationship is fake, and I think that they're using it as a way for him to come up. Now, I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. Nah, let me tell the truth. I'm a big conspiracy theorist.
I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. All the stuff that we know about the Illuminati, all the stuff that I be telling you about, you know that they say that when you enter the Illuminati, when you get chosen to be a part of the quote unquote Illuminati pawns, what you may get chosen for is to help initiate or to bring out another actor or entertainer or athlete. But this is what a lot of their jobs are. So those that are in the media and you don't really know why they're there, sometimes that's why they're there. They're recruiters. Mm. Young, pretty, you know, that kind of thing. And yep. I do believe that Lori Harvey is amongst these mermaids. I think that she's one of the people that are calling the people with her voice off the boat. She's the one. She's one of the ones. Back in the days, I'm going to come back to this because I just want y'all to understand because I want to be able to land this point. So back in the days, there was a young girl named Tiffany Thompson. Do you guys remember her?
Mm, Tiffany Thompson. Name sounds familiar, but go through. Uh-huh.
The song that she did was called Promise Ring.
Okay.
Yes, I'll rock your promise ring.
Yes, I remember. Yes.
You remember who she did that song with?
No.
Ciara? Yeah, Ciara was on the, she's the artist who brought her out.
Oh, okay. All right. Yes. Promise Ring. Okay, right. Yeah.
Sorry. Well, Tiffany Thompson.
Tiffany Evans.
You know, I'm horrible with names. Tiffany Evans. If you go and look it up, Tiffany Evans talking about the Illuminati. She made one song and disappeared off the face of the earth for a very long time. And we still really haven't seen this sister. Now, a couple of years I talked about her and making a point, but I gotta say this about this young lady. She made a video talking about the Illuminati and how they send your favorite artist to come and recruit you. But you don't really know when you first go in that it's for devil worshiping, mm-hmm. That it's all for the bad. And then she was blacklisted from Hollywood because she kind of ousted Ciara for being one of those people. Mm. That it's not required for Ciara to be a great singer. Ciara wants to be an artist, and she has made a pledge to bring in others. And the one of the people that she was bringing in was this girl, Tiffany Evans. So we know that Damson Idris is pretty famous on his own. However, not at the echelon that I believe that maybe he wants to be at. And who better to bring him into the fold than Lori Harvey? You know, Steve Harvey, we have seen some videos of him that surfaced this summer of him pretty much telling people, just don't say that around him if you're talking about the Illuminati. And then saying pretty much, you know, people got to do what they got to do.
Yeah, he's always been like that, though. He's always been about whatever, yo. He's down to do whatever he's got to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, mm-hmm. yes. So I am watching for what's going to happen because I see Damson Idris posting her all over his social media, but I don't really see it from her page. But I will say there was a party recently and Drake, Damson Idris, and Michael B. Jordan were all pictured together. Wow. Mm. I don't know what is going on out here, but I'm telling you, we need to just watch this a little bit more closely, and I'm going to come with more information about that shortly. Kanye West secretly married the Yeezy architect Bianca Censori.
What? Huh. Wait, what?
I don't know if this is true or not, but they're saying that Kanye West, don't quote me up, Kanye West, they said, is married. And that he secretly married Yeezy's designer, Bianca Censori, in a secret ceremony on Thursday. And that he was spotted wearing a wedding band on his ring finger, though it is unclear if the pair actually filed the marriage certificate to make the union legally binding. But I'm tripping out right now. We haven't seen Kanye in a couple of weeks, guys. I don't know for those of y'all who have been aware, who've been following it, you know that Kanye has been missing out of the media for about 3 weeks now, right?
Yeah.
We haven't heard anything from Kanye. All of the information that I've been giving you guys was stuff up to the moment, but it's been a second now, and Kanye has been untrackable anywhere on media or in real life.
Yeah.
Check it out. Go and check back it. No fact that no one has seen Kanye in a long time. And then this resurfaces. And I don't know how this is going to work itself out, but I need to see Kanye West's face because I need to know if this is the real Kanye, because this is it. I don't know if it takes about 3 or 4 weeks to make a clone, or maybe they was making one already. They had already had one in the makings, but Lord have mercy.
Oh wow, geez, yay! I'd like no, but like that is a concern of mine because they'd be grabbing people. We don't know what happens, and they come out looking like robots, and all this AI going on. Like I don't even know, because that's a whole other thing we didn't even touch on. Lord, how AI is taking over the world.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Going into this next part of the segment, I just have to show some love, just because Lisa Marie Presley, Michael Jackson's ex-wife, has actually passed away at the age of 54.
Oh, no.
Not just Michael Jackson's ex-wife, but Elvis Presley's daughter.
Daughter, yeah, yeah.
The most famous. So we just want to send a shout out to her and her family. 54 is very young.
It is, man.
54 is very young. So you know the question I'm asking, because she died of cardiac arrest. So I'm just going to keep it there.
oh yeah, you're saying that she was vaccinated and she probably passed away because of that?
Is
that what you're saying? Yeah. I feel so too. It's unfortunate. Like, but you know, it is what it is, you know. Like I don't know. There's all kind of weird things passing on the online. Anyways, we spoke about it last week as well. Like, anyways, just my heart and prayers and everything goes out to anybody suffering, anybody who's been victims of medical malfunctions.
Yes.
That's where I can put that.
Yes. Less than 10 years ago, Quinta Brunson went from making videos on Instagram to making an acceptance speech at the Golden Globes. Quinta, we love you, girl. Keep up the good work. Quinta be doing it in real life. She is too cute and too funny in real life. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Issa Rae, celebrating her 38th birthday. And, you know, she's an entrepreneur, which she self-proclaims. She says, entrepreneur means I did it by my goddamn self. And I love her. Yes. So Cameron, rapper Cameron and Mendeecees, husband of Yandy Smith from Love & Hip Hop, they were pictured in a ballroom in fancy suits at a party, pretty much showing off their fancy footwork. But when I tell you, these men are out here cutting off, acting a whole fool. They dancing like James Brown. They dancing like old men. and having a great time. And I sat and I actually laughed for a little while about this because I said, you know what? We just don't have fun anymore the way that we used to as a people. And when you see men out here being this way, some people would say, oh, that's so childish. But I want to say that I love it. I love it. I love to see them in that light. So keep it light. Keep it love, guys. And you know, remember your youth. Remember your youth is very important. Hold on to it and have some fun. This is our time. And this is Kaya's Jambalaya. Out.
Hey, everybody. I'm Gina the Great, a.k.a. Miss Politically Correct, a.k.a. The Devil's Advocate, a.k.a. Big Liar in Energy. And this is Ungrind My Gears, a segment where we keep it light, keep it bright, and share some fun facts and some jokey jokes.
Caribbean Black Fact Alert. Today's Black Facts, we're talking about the Caribbeans. And according to the Global IQ score, here are the top five smartest Caribbean islands. At number five, we have Turks and Caicos at 84.29. At number four, we have Trinidad and Tobago at 85.99. In third place, we have Bahamas at 86.99. In second place, we have Barbados at 91.6. And in first place, we have Bermuda at 93.48. Now, I'll say this. As I came across this post, I did do a little bit of a Googling, and there were several different rankings that were put up there. But what I really wanted to do with this Caribbean Black Fact is really highlight the education system in the islands that is oftentimes better than that of what we have in the North American curriculum. Honestly, children in the Caribbean learn their timetables at a much younger age than we do. And I wanted to make sure to highlight it because a lot of the times my lineage is a product of going foreign, right? Moving foreign, where my grandparents on both ends decided to come to North America for a quote unquote better life. Now, understandably, the island life can be limited because it literally is an island. And so you can be highly dependent on the imports and potentially the exports of your goods for the financial health of the island. But we do really good with what we have. And, you know, so I wanted to highlight the educational system from there. Made me kind of think maybe I should send my child, my future children, to the Caribbean for some schooling at the beginning and give them a little bit of a, you know, edge up against the competition. Granted, I'm not really one to agree with standardized IQ testing. I don't think it takes into account culture and or more importantly, life hacks or survivals that, you know, quite frankly, most Caribbean people actually have better life hacks or survival skills than most. I remember at one point talking to my dad or my parents, but I was talking to my dad and said, you know, why did you even leave Trinidad? Like, I just feel like if an apocalypse happened, like, I'm not surviving. I don't know which berries in the trees I'm supposed to eat or not eat, you know, that type of stuff. Not realizing that it wasn't his decision to leave the Caribbean and come to this cold, cold land named Canada. But I also can't be ungrateful for the blessings that I do have that who knows whether or not I would have had them had we stayed in Trinidad. But I say Trinidad and or Haiti because both ends there. But that was a little bit of a black fact, a Caribbean black fact that I'm giving to you guys this morning. My motivation of what I'm watching. So let me start with what I'm watching, because I did a little bit of binge watching last weekend into this weekend, and I want to share some two shows with you. One being The Glory and the other one being Business Proposal. So those are two Korean shows. Like, ever since I want to say Squid Games, a lot of these shows are popping up a little bit more on my Netflix, and they are absolutely worth the watch. I really started binge watching these Korean shows over the holiday, and not too many episodes. I think there were like maybe 10. I think one was maybe 8 or 10, and the other one might be a 10 or 12, if you will. Mind you, The Glory are longer episodes. Actually, might be both long episodes, but it was a holiday. I had time. The Glory is a bit of more of a revenge story, so it has some triggering things in there, but it's a very good story to watch, and I'm looking forward to the chapter 2 that's supposed to come out in March, I believe. And the other was a rom-com that really has some funny aspects to it. I really enjoyed it, and it kind of reminded me of the comedy that I found in Kung Fu Hustle. If anyone remembers that from way, way back when, Kung Fu Hustle was definitely a movie I enjoyed watching. And for some motivation this week, I came across another list. You know, these lists be out here. I was on Law of Attraction World. I follow that page on Instagram. And there were about 14 points to kind of try to help you. The list is entitled Things I Know at Age 45 That I Wish I Knew at 22. So there's 14 points, and I'll give you the first three today. The first being, you need to start. This is your life. It's too short to keep putting off doing what you want to do. Live for you, not anyone else. Number two, your environment is crucial. Regardless of how disciplined or motivated you are, if you're in the wrong environment, you'll never get anything done. And number three for today, be ready to pivot. Things change, plans fall through, and life happens. Be ready and willing to pivot when chasing your goals according to the feedback you're getting. So I'm hoping that those are three points, or I don't know, motivational points, let's call them, to have to help you start off this year, continue this year on the right track. Now, normally I have the whole team with me, but today has been a solo dolo because I had a few things come up. But I do want to talk about one and solely one person today when I want to talk about my social media gone wild, which is really the social media gone right and wild, in highlighting one post or person this week. In the last year, just the last year, since January 2022, Keith Lee has built and changed the lives of many while using his platform. And he's a food critic. And you're asking me, Gina, how's a food critic changing people's lives? Well, he specifically targets mom and pop shops, small restaurants, small struggling restaurants too. And he goes there and finds out if, you know, their food is actually good with good service. And if the reason why they're struggling is solely a marketing or lack thereof, but they actually have a good product that should be known. And he gives his honest opinion. So he'll order like a few different things on the menu and he'll try them on and he'll be like, this is really good. This is the best. I don't really like this. This is a 5. This is a 10. And because of his honest opinion, he's garnered a huge following of people who take his word. Now, Keith is a melanated brother, so I'm not gonna say nothing about nothing, but there's certain places where I've gone because the reviews said it was great, and it had me looking at reviews a little closer, because sometimes some palettes are not the same as other palettes. And so I feel like I can trust his palette. And so recently, Keith actually made the news based on one post that he did that really did change people's lives. Let's go
ahead
and take
this. This has been one of the craziest 3-day spans of my entire life. Quick life update. Let's talk about it. About 3 days ago, I posted an update about Frankenstein's Pizzeria. Since then, mayhem. I was woke up this morning to my mom at the edge of my bed with my dad on the phone and my wife screaming. We made it to the news.
Frankenstein's restaurant is getting some major shine, and it's all thanks to this video posted on TikTok.
This is one of the best wings I've ever had. This is a 10.
That's local food critic Keith Lee reviewing some of the best bites created by owner Frank Steele. Steele opened his shop 4 months ago and says business wasn't exactly off to a good start. But on Monday night, a miracle.
I had this guy come in, didn't know who he was. And I like to ask my customers, you know, where you're from, what do you do? And he quietly said, I'm a food critic.
Frank says he didn't think much of it. And
this has been one of the craziest.
So that's just a snippet of what I came across online. And I strongly encourage you to go follow on Instagram. And he's also on TikTok. I don't have TikTok, so I'm assuming his handle might be the same. But at Keith_Lee125. So at Keith, K-E-I-T-H, underscore Lee, L-E-E, 125. The support that he needs is just as important as the support that he gives, because that's the reason why these restaurants have been able to flourish. And these are deserving restaurants too. So he's based out in Las Vegas, and I'm definitely going to take a list of the places that he's mentioned. However, he's also mentioned that, you know, just note that after they've gotten a certain level of notoriety, there are long lines. So that one restaurant, the pizzeria, ended up having a line around the block to wait and try his pizza and his knots and his wings. Actually, I think it was the wings that was really the big deal, the real deal, Holyfield of it all. So really shout out to Keith for doing a very selfless thing, in a sense where, okay, yeah, it is selfless actually, because he doesn't actually get the food for free. He goes in, he buys his food, he orders, and picks it up himself so that he can really evaluate the service. Now he's gotten a bit big, a lot big actually. He's gotten a huge following, so he's still doing that same method in different ways. So he'll have either a family member call in to see how the service is, because he wants to make sure that however he's evaluating it is true to form and that he's not getting special treatment. And then he'll go pick it up himself to try it, and just to make sure that he gets the same treatment that anyone else gets and actually is able to give an honest opinion. And he did say as well, for people to really provide restaurants that can handle the rush, because there is a 9 times out of 10 chance that you'll actually really get a huge rush. And if you don't have the employee, the staff, or the capabilities to handle that, just to be careful. So that was the social media gone wild. And I'm going to end my segment today with some I was today years old. So I was today years old when I found out that California has a bigger population than Canada. Now, I've known that before, but just think about it. One state in the U.S. has more people in it than the whole entire of Canada. Once upon a time, that was also the case of New York, but I mean, I guess we worked on populating Canada as a whole. But in all fairness, despite the landscape that we have here in Canada, the livable topography of what we have in Canada is not as much as they have in the US, quite honestly. Another I was today years old was stressed is just desserts spelled backwards. So one person commented, that's probably why you eat desserts when you're stressed. Does that mean we need to avoid both? Like, should I avoid desserts to not be stressed? Is that a double-edged sword? I was today years old when I found out that the reason that Marvin the Martian was the ref in Space Jam is because he is both alien and a Looney Tune. I never thought about that. That was an absolute first for me. I'm gonna be honest. And I think that's a fair ref. You know, he's from both teams. Go ahead, Marvin. Go ahead, Marvin. My last one was, I was today years old when I found out that the Michael Myers mask was just a William Shatner mask spray painted white. So the story behind this is that the crew basically went to a Halloween store to find the cheapest mask they possibly could find. And that happened to be a William Shatner mask that they painted white, spray painted white. So for those who are gory horror Halloween movie fans, aficionados, that's a little fun fact for you. And for others, where Michael Myers haunted your dreams, just know that it's William Shatner spray painted in white. Well, on that note, I grind, you grind, and sometimes we need to ungrind together. That's Ungrind My Gears with Gina the Great.
Kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour with Pharaoh Freeman, Queen Kaya, and Gina the Great. We are on live every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. and broadcasting Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment.
Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, wait, do you want me to say hello?
I'll have to do another one.
Yeah, maybe one last one.
Radio CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you recording? You are? Oh. Can you press stop?
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.